وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ جَعَلَ فِيكُمْ أَنْبِيَاءَ إِذْ جَعَلَ فِيكُمْ أَنْبِيَاءَ وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكًا وَآتَاكُمْ مَا لَمْ يُؤْتِ أَحَدًا مِّنَ الْعَالَمِينَ
Remember when Moses, peace be upon him, said to his people, My people, recall Allah's favor upon you when He raised the prophets among you and appointed you rulers and granted to you what He had not granted to anyone else in the world.
يا قوم ادخلوا الأرض المقدسة التي كتب الله لكم ولا ترتدوا على أدباركم فتنقلبوا خاسرين
My people, enter the Holy Land which Allah has ordained for you, and do not turn back, for then you will turn about losers. Enter the Holy Land, which Allah has ordained for you. This signifies Palestine, which at that time was inhabited by idolatrous and immoral groups of people. After their exodus from Egypt, God designated this land for the Israelites and commanded them to go forth to Palestine and conquer it.
قالوا يا موسى إن فيها قوما جبارين وإنا لن ندخلها حتى يخرجوا منها فإنا داخلون
They answered, Moses, peace be upon him. Therein live a ferocious people. We will not enter unless they depart from it. But if they do depart from it, then we will surely enter it.
قَالَ رَجُلَانِ مِنَ الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمَ ادْخُلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْبَابَ فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمُوهُ فَإِنَّكُمْ غَالِبُونَ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ
Two from among these men who were frightened, but upon whom Allah had bestowed His favor, said, Enter upon them through the gate. For if you do enter, you will be the victors. And put your trust in Allah, if indeed you are people of faith. But upon whom Allah had bestowed His favor, said,
One of these holy men was Joshua, son of Nun, who succeeded the prophet Moses as his caliph, peace be upon them. The other was Caleb, who became the right-hand man of Joshua. When after their 40-year wandering the Israelites entered Palestine, these two were the only companions of Moses, peace be upon him, who were alive.
قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى إِنَّا لَن نَدْخُلَهَا أَبَدًا مَا دَامُوا فِيهَا فَاذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّا هَاهُنَا قَاعِدُونَ
Nevertheless, they said, O Moses, peace be upon him, never shall we enter it as long as they are there. Go forth then, you and your Lord, and fight both of you. As for us, we will remain sitting here.
قال رب إني لا أملك إلا نفسي وأخي فافرق بيننا وبين القوم الفاسقين
Thereupon Moses said, peace be upon him, My Lord, I have control over none but my own self and my brother, so make a distinction between us and the transgressing people.
قال فإنها محرمة عليهم أربعين سنة يتيهون في الأرض فلا تأس على القوم الفاسقين
Allah said, This land will now be forbidden to them for 40 years, and they will remain wandering about on the earth. Do not grieve over the condition of these transgressing people. Do not grieve over the condition of these transgressing people.
The purpose of referring to this event becomes clear if we reflect upon the context. The purpose seems to be to bring home to the Israelites that the punishment to which they would be subjected if they adopted a rebellious attitude towards Muhammad, peace be upon him, would be even more severe than the one to which people were subjected in the times of Moses, peace be upon him.